He said, the one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. David was after something, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David wanted to be in the house of the Lord, to give thanks to God, to praise God, but also to inquire in his temple, to learn more about God. Amen. And I'm just so grateful. I'm thankful for this evening to be back here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. Good evening, church. Good evening. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all the leadership and all the members here for the cards, the texts, the phone calls, prayers, words of encouragement for the North Fort Bend Church of Christ. We're truly grateful and we just thankful. And just continue to pray for us. Amen. Continue to pray for us. I have some members here, and I wouldn't mind if I can have them stand. And anybody that worships with us at the North Fort Bend Church of Christ that came out, can we just stand right now? I just want them to see y'all right now, to see all the ones that's come out to support us. Somebody ought to say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And if anyone is visiting with us, you truly are honored guests. And we hope, trust, and pray that you hear a word from the Lord that will touch your heart in such a way to make you want to know more about what God expects from us. And we hope, trust, and pray that you have a desire to want to live up to those expectations. And there's an expectation of growth. God expects us to grow. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18, he said, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory both now and forever. Amen. So we're not just going to glorify him when we get to heaven. We're going to glorify him right now. Amen. He said, to whom be the glory both now and forever. But there's an expectation of growth. And at the North Fort Bend Church of Christ, just like at Fifth Ward Church of Christ, we're committed to our spiritual growth and development. Amen. So continue to just pray for us. We love you. And continue to just keep us in your prayers. Now, I know that I'm a visiting minister, so I'm thinking maybe I get a little more time. Or so. No, visiting members don't get a little. Okay, that's all right. Amen, amen. But I know that afterwards we might go across, so I'm going to try to be brief tonight. Amen? Amen, amen. Let us turn to the Bible. I'm going to read Luke chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 4 through 10. Luke chapter 5. Verse 4 through 10. Y'all there say amen. And the Bible reads, it says, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering, saying unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and they filled both the ships, and that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fish which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee's, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. The title of the sermon today is launch out unto the deep. Launch out into the deep. Go out into deep waters. Launch out, leave the place that you're normally at and go out into deeper waters. Jesus wanted the disciples to trust him enough to go out into deep waters with him, to be able to leave their comfort zone, but to leave the place that they're familiar with. He said, launch out into the deep. And as members of the body of Christ, we must understand that in order to really walk with Jesus, we have to be willing to leave our comfort zone. We have to be willing to launch out into the deep. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and Jesus said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. A walk with Jesus is not a walk in the park. I know we see pictures of you walking on the beach with the sunset and it's a lovely day, but a walk with Jesus is being willing to leave your comfort zone and go out into deep waters with him, to trust him enough to be able to carry your burden and go out with him. Amen. He was teaching, and in Luke chapter 5, we see that he was teaching. He was teaching in the ship, but then he says to Simon, launch out into the deep. See, after the teaching, we got to be willing to go out. We just can't stay in the classroom. Well, we're not going to neglect the classroom, but we can't stay in the classroom. In order to experience the power of Jesus, we got to go out into the deep. So he was teaching them, but then he wanted them to experience his power. Amen. So he said, now after the teaching, now go with me out into the deep. But that way we can experience. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20, he said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We don't even know the half of it if we're not willing to go out with him. We're not going to experience all the power if we're not willing to go out there with him. Amen. The blessings come when we become doers of the word and not hearers of the word. I just can't stay in the classroom. I have to be willing to go out. James said in James chapter 1, verse number 25, he said, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. So the blessings come when we become doers of the word. Amen. And so Jesus wanted them now. He said, now launch out into the deep. They're about to experience the power, his power. Amen. And Simon obeyed. But before he obeyed, you can get a sense of the weariness. You can get a sense of the frustration, because he said they was out there all night and was catching nothing. The Bible says in Luke chapter 5, verse number 5, and Simon answered and saying unto him, Master, he said, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Sometimes we can get weary in well-doing. Sometimes we can work and work and we're speaking to people and teaching and we don't see the results. But we have to stay the course. We can't grow weary in well-doing, even though you don't see the results that we might see. Amen. Nor for being Church of Christ. I know sometimes we talking and we're talking and we don't see the results, but we can't grow weary in well-doing. Amen. He said, let us not grow weary in well-doing. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Amen. And we got to know that if we keep and we stay the course, we'll reap. We just got to, even though we may not see the results. He said they was toiling. He wanted Jesus to know, as if Jesus didn't know. But Jesus know what you're going through. But he said it anyway. He wanted them to know that we was toiling all the night. But he said, nevertheless, at thy word, we're going to go out. We're going to be obedient. And sometimes you just got to pray for strength to get through it. Amen. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Sometimes we just got to pray for strength. Amen. Pray for strength on the Lord. Let's look at what Isaiah said. Isaiah chapter 4, verse number 10. Isaiah 4, number 10. Listen what he says to the children of Israel. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. We got to know that God is with us. And be not dismayed. Don't get discouraged. He said, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. God will give us strength to make it through what we have to go through. Amen. David said in Psalm 24, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even the enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fail. He said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. He said, the one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret places of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And he shall set me up upon a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. He said, I'll sing praises to the Lord. He said, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. David knew how to call upon the Lord for strength. We got to know in times of weariness how to call upon the Lord for strength. Amen. And he says here, he said, I will give thee strength. Yea, I will help thee. He also sent help. Amen. They were looking over and they saw partners, not competitors. And they saw partners and they say, come and help us. Amen. God will send us help. He said, I'll send you help and I will uphold thee with thy right hand of righteousness. God will send us help. So we got to know in those times of weariness when it seemed like we don't see the results, we got to continue to pray for strength and know that God is on our side. Know that we're launching out. We're going out into new territory, but we're going to experience the power if we stay with him. Amen. Amen. God will send help. Look at Luke chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. Luke chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. The Bible says, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish in their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sing. It benefit both of them. You know, when we help each other, we can benefit, both of us can benefit. It doesn't have to be a competitive nature. We're competing against one another. We can be working together to help one another. Amen? Amen. Amen. Point number two, we can accomplish more when we work together. Amen. Ecclesiastes 4:9. It says, two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. We can do more together. When we come together, we can do more, we can accomplish more, and it can benefit both of us. Amen? Amen. When North Fort Bend working with Fifth Ward, Fifth Ward working with North Fort Bend, we both, it all edifies the body of Christ. Amen? Amen. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 12, he said, for as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, also is Christ. It's, we all are in one body. Whether we worshiping over in Cinco Ranch or we worship in Fifth Ward, we're all members of the same body. Amen? So when we help each other, it'll benefit the body of Christ. Amen? Benefit the body of Christ. I remember, let's put this picture up there. You know, I asked my mom to put a picture of the food bank when we were at the food bank, and she found a picture of Brother Gary. I said, well, wait a minute. Now, I was at the food bank. I said, I'm going to talk to her about that after. Out of all the pictures, I said, okay, well, we're going to put it up there. Amen. Y'all all right? But at the food bank, Brother Gary, it was all these different churches of Christ. How many did we fit? Over 50,000 meals? I think over 50,000 meals that we were able to assemble and put together. And all these congregations was there working together. I don't think we could accomplish that just on our own alone. We can accomplish more when we all, it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful day to see all these different congregations. It was a list of them. And coming together, look at what we can do when we work together. God will send help. We can't grow weary in well-doing. Amen? Just know that God is on our side. We're going to experience the power of God. He'll give us strength and he'll send help. And it's our job. As leaders, this is what build up the body. It's going to benefit the body of Christ. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11, he said he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It's going to edify the body of Christ. When we work together, when we come together, we all benefit. If y'all look good, we look good. If we look good, y'all look good, because it's all one body. Amen? We all work together. And then all we have to do is remain grateful. Remain grateful. Look at Luke chapter 5, verse number 8. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. And he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fish which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. He fell down at Jesus' knees, and he said, depart from me. The gratitude, the gratefulness, the humbleness, he didn't feel worthy for Jesus to even be in his presence. He said, depart from me. I don't believe he really wanted him to leave. But it didn't seem like he felt worthy. Do we feel like that? That we're not even worthy to be in his presence. He said, depart from me, for I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I'm not worthy of it, and I don't deserve it. But he was grateful. He expressed gratitude. Amen. Always express gratitude to God. I'm learning, Brother Gary, just to stay in a grateful state. Just to stay in a gratitude, grateful state. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'm learning the more grateful that I am, the more doors open. Y'all learn that? Y'all already know I'm late. I'm late. That's all right. I'm late. But I'm learning that the more grateful I am, the more doors are opening. The more I complain, the more doors are closing. And I'm just trying to be more grateful. I know I don't deserve it. I know I didn't earn it. I know I'm not worthy of it, but I'm grateful. I know how to be grateful. Peter was grateful. He saw that big draft of fish, and he fell on his knees. He instantly knew, I'm not even worthy to be in your presence. But all you have to do is remain grateful. Amen? James said, James chapter 4, verse number 6, he said, but he give more grace. Whereunto he said, God resist the proud and give grace unto the humble. Just be humble. I'm learning to be humble, that all the blessings that he given, I'm just grateful. People say, Vincent, you don't have this, you don't have that, you haven't been here long enough, you don't deserve this, you don't deserve that position, but I know how to be grateful. Amen? That's one thing. Just be grateful, be humble to God. And there's no telling where he'll put you. I was reading Deuteronomy chapter 6, the children of Israel, how he blessed them. And listen to this, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 10. It says, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Listen, it's because of who they because of the promise that he made. Now, we're not going to look down on Israel because we're here because of Jesus Christ. We wouldn't be here because of the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. But he says, now listen, he says, and give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not. They didn't build the cities. Sometimes God will put you in a place where you're not starting from scratch. Amen, somebody? Sometimes God will sit you in a place where things are already in place. Amen? Just be grateful. Amen? I'm learning how to just be grateful. Sometimes he'll put you in places where you got to start from scratch, nothing there. But he said he put them in cities that already built that they didn't build. Then he said, listen, he said, and houses full of all good things, which thou fill it not. Being some houses filled with good things that you had nothing to do with. But I'm going to be grateful. Amen. And sometime God will put you in good positions. You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. You're not worthy of it. Just be grateful. Just express gratitude. Amen. And then he says, listen, and he says, wells dig, which thou diggest not. Vineyards and we serve a good God. We serve a good vineyard and olive trees, which thou planted. He'll put you in a good position. Just be grateful. Be humble. Listen, and he says, and when thou shalt have eaten and have full, he said, beware lest thou forget the Lord. Brother Reggie did a good sermon on remember not to forget. It was a good sermon. He said, but beware. Don't just be grateful. This is all he wanted from him. Be grateful. And he said, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. I'm just learning how to be more grateful. Amen. Being grateful for what all God has done for me. We got to be willing to go out into the deep. Be willing to go out further than you've gone before. And know that God is with you. That's how we're going to experience the power of God. Be willing to leave the classroom. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and we're closing with this. He said, and he said unto them all, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We got to understand that we got to be willing to leave our comfort zone. I got to apply this, all this studying, all these things. We're going to class. We just can't keep going to class and going to class and never go out into the deep, never launch out. Never go out further than we've gone before, going some places, witnessing to some people that we didn't even know that we'll be witnessing to. Amen. But it's then in those moments that they experienced the power of God when they went out. And we'll pray for strength. And we know that God will send help. Amen. And all the blessings that we get, we just be grateful. Just be grateful. If you're here tonight, and you have not yet confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Jesus offers to us a peace that this world cannot offer us. Amen. He said to his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen. This world cannot offer the type of peace that Christ can offer. Amen. You're not going to find it in alcohol and drugs and sex and money and power or position. This world does not have it to offer. This type of peace only comes from Jesus. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus paid the price. He paid the sin price for us. He's the solution to our sin problem. He came and he shed his blood. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, but we're not going to leave him there. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 1, it says, "At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary for to see the sepulcher. And it said, behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone of the door and sat on it. Said his countenance was like lightning, his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel of the Lord said to the women, he said, fear not, for I know you seek Jesus who was crucified, but he is not here. He is risen, like he said. He said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And he said, go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead, and that he go before you into Galilee, and there you shall see him. He said, lo, I have told you. And in verse number 8, they did depart from the sepulcher, and they with fear and great joy, and they did run and bring his disciples word. Now the angel said, I done what God had me to do. The women, they went and they told them, and they did what the angel told them to do. Amen. And when they met Jesus in Galilee, the apostles went forward and they did what Christ told them to do. Amen. When we going to do what he would have us to do? When we going to go out and share this gospel with everybody? Everybody doing what they was commanded to do, we need to launch out into the deep. Amen. If you here tonight, you want to be baptized for the remission of your sin, you come by faith. Romans 10 and 17 says, so faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And also, we got to believe what we heard. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then we got to be willing to repent. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9, he said, for the Lord is not slacking concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But he's long-suffering toward us. He's patient with us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Amen. And then we got to be willing to confess him. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, Jesus said, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. And whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. We can't be quiet and silent about this. And then we have to be baptized for the remission of our sin, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. After Peter preached that sermon, and they were pricked in their hearts, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord will add you to the church. And we just remain faithful unto death, and we're willing to walk with him wherever he'll have us to go. Amen. You here tonight, you want to be baptized, you come down now. Or if you just need prayer, come down now and while together we stand.
There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus singing, no, not one. We're singing, no, not one. None else could heal all our souls. Jesus singing, no, not. We're singing, no, not. now. Oh, and I tell you that Jesus knows all about us. Oh, and now he will till the day. I know that there is not a friend like the lonely
Jesus.
We're singing,
no, not.
Oh, keep singing, no, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. Singing, oh, we're singing, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. Singing, not one, we're singing, no, not. Oh, I tell you that Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will till the day is. I'm singing, there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. Singing, no, not. We're singing, no, not one. There's not an hour that he is not with us singing, no.